The Logopraxis Workbook. Logopraxis is a term coined from the Greek words logos, meaning the word, and praxis, meaning to practice. And so it simply means to practice the word. Introduction, a new way of being. Logopraxis is practical Christianity and offers a way of relating to sacred texts that is focused on the examination of our mental life with a review to repentance and applying them to life. Since logopraxis is an experiential understanding of the relationship between the word and the inner processes involved in the regeneration of the human mind, understanding our praxis is essential. And hopefully, this workbook will be helpful to those actively involved in doing this work. The logopraxis approach for engaging with the word is process orientated and continues to be an experiment for each of us in how to be in spiritual community through shared, lived experience of how the word works in our minds and lives. Logopraxis seeks to reorientate our relationship with the word and invites us to take the Lord's principles and work with them with a view to confirm their truth in our own experience. The individual practice of gathering material from personal application of the word is not something done for ourselves alone, but always with a view to supporting our Logopraxis life group, each of us offering a direct experience of practicing the word, which creates conditions that open the possibility for the collective human of the church to come into being, in whom the Lord dwells. In this way, working creatively and interactively with the workbook can be another form of prayer, allowing for the word to broaden our awareness of the life it contains and how it lives in others. This new way of being relies on a method of work that is outlined in detail in the following sections, where the practice of placing the word at the centre of our individual and collective spiritual life is supported, where spiritual literacy is developed and enhanced, where we accept that everything that arises in our life does so under the Lord's providence, offering material for work, and where the method asks us to submit to the authority of the word as the Lord in order to identify, guide, and direct our inner work. Spiritual literacy. Thinking spiritually or practicing spiritual literacy skills underpins all of our logopraxis work and relies on the tools detailed throughout the workbook, particularly in Step 3, How to Meet, and the Appendix. It refers to the ability to read what presents into our conscious awareness in the light of what the word teaches is true. In cultivating these skills, we seek to observe the spiritual principles within the literal meaning of the text, and from these to then recognize states of thought or feeling that arise in us while engaging with the word, or while people in our life group share their experience with the word. Our day-to-day activities and relationships are the field in which our inner reactions and responses can be observed and seen to illustrate what the word teaches regarding the nature of self and the nature of the divine, of the Lord. Natural or material thinking is dominated by worldly concerns that involve people, including ourselves, places, events, memories of the past, or projections regarding the future. And in general terms, this mode of thought functions from the belief that what the senses perceive are real things. Spiritual thinking is not concerned with that, but rather is focused on those things that belong to our states of mind. The relations of goods and truths, thoughts and affections, motivations and intentions, beliefs and attitudes, shunning evils as falsities, and the activity of the hellish proprium and the hells versus what is of the Lord and heaven. So, the practice of spiritual literacy skills involves working to remove the natural material world elements of person, place, time and space from the content of what we are reading or listening to, and to hold the intention to see how what's being offered might be framed in a way that captures the universal aspects of spiritual process. This divided attention of observing both internal and external states while engaging with the word is a valuable tool in stilling the mind and helps us to be consciously present to what arises both in ourselves and in our life group. When universal aspects are shared, others are then more easily able to resonate with them in relation to their own work with the word and to see how it is true for the processes they personally experience. When this is seen, it more fully supports the Lord's end, which is a regeneration of the human mind. In this way, the good of the word as the Lord is made more visible in our midst. The framework. And I will refer the listener here to look at the diagram on page 7 in the workbook that outlines the 6 steps of the logopraxis methodology. You could also find this diagram in the 1-2 page quick 6-step summary. By engaging with truths in an effort to examine the quality of our mental life, we open ourselves to experiencing the transforming power of the word firsthand. And to that end, logopraxis work begins with a set reading. The focus text is broken down into a number of short readings, each of which forming the basis for a logopraxis session. Participants work through their selected reading over a 2-week cycle, noting their insights and reflections while moving through the following 6 steps. Step 1. Read and note. Step 2. Review and select. Step 3. Creating a task. Step 4. Putting the task into practice. Step 5. Reflect. And step 6. Prepare a submission. If we can approach the text with an openness to receiving what it is the Lord has to say to us in this way, then what we observe, what is reflected back, what catches our attention, what we are drawn to, will give us an indication about where our specific work lies in terms of our spiritual regeneration.